Hello and welcome once again to Coffee and the Cosmos with Segima Bay. And I'm your host, Craig Wells. And we're just having another great day today. What an awesome time to come together today. I'm making my own words as I go along. Hallelujah. I just want to shout out to the 113 countries that we're in and just give honor to Yahweh as we ark together as we seek His face. I want to encourage you, every time you hear one, hit that button and share it with a friend, whether next door or around the corner, that they may be blessed, as well as it's kind of like we're covering the earth with the glory of Yahweh. We are arcing, whether you're in Arkansas, whether you're in Texas, California, New York, Israel, Russia, China, all the different countries that we're in, South Africa. We are arcing around the world as one body, being one under Christ Yeshua. You may not be going to my church, I may not be going to your church, but we are the body. We are the church, and we're coming together to know more about Him and what He is doing in the earth today, what He's speaking today. And so I want to go right into this word. I'm talking about your holy scrolls. I've been asked this many times. I've taught on it quite a few times, but I feel to go back on it today because Yahweh has brought it up before me again and said, share on this again, because I've had so many people ask questions about it. So let's just go right into it. I'm going to go to some of my notes where Holy Spirit was beginning to speak to me. I want to go into some scriptures and begin to share these scriptures with you, because it's so important. It's like I was ministering to someone the other day. Let's go to this, okay? I was ministering to someone the other day, and I was like, what came to my spirit was like they were going through something, they were going through a circumstance or situation, and it was like, you need to come in agreement with your scroll. Now, somebody needs to hear this right now. You need to come in really agreement in your mind, your body, your soul, and your spirit with your scroll. Now, you may say, well, I don't know what my scroll is. Well, I mean, it sounds fancy because we're using the word scroll. It's basically a written testament of the word of Yahweh that was written and spoken over you before you ever came to the planet. Everyone has one, and I'll show you in scripture that we do. Everyone has been written. A volume of a book has been written about every individual that's ever come out of heaven. And we want to engage that, not in, oh my God, did I live up to that? Oh my God, did I miss it? My scroll said I was supposed to be here and I wasn't. No. We're not looking at it at that perspective. Our scroll isn't our judge. Our scroll is a roadmap. It's a spiritual roadmap into our destiny that God has for us. And God has a destiny for you, and He has a scroll. And sometimes you have to seek the Holy Spirit, and really, actually, you need to seek the Holy Spirit and allow Him to show you the scrolls that you'll have, because you'll have more than one. I remember, I'm going to give you a little testimony about, I was seeing, the Lord gave me kind of like a little, you know how in your mind's eye, the Spirit of God will speak, and you begin to see things in your mind's eye. And I saw a scroll, and I saw two pens writing. And one was the hand of God, and one was the hand of me, but they were in unison. It wasn't we were writing the same exact word, but we were in unison. I being in Christ and Christ being in me, and we were writing. So it wasn't like my scroll was written without my permission or written without my agreement. It wasn't where it was written, well, you better do this or don't. It's not the Ten Commandments. The scroll is not the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments came to expose law, which exposed sin, to give us an understanding of what we needed in our life, which was a Savior, the reconciliation, redemption of beyond law, which is Christ Yeshua. So I step into Him. So that goes back to, my scroll isn't to tell me I'm failing, I'm missing it. Oh my God, I didn't get it done. No, my scroll is like that roadmap that shows you. Now, we don't use that anymore. We use GPSs in our phones and Waze and on our cars. We have it up on our dashboard. But the old days, you used to have paper. I remember paper maps. We'd go on road trip and you pull out a paper map, or you have this big book. I think my pop had this big book and all these illuminated pages that had all the different cities and states in it. And you'd flip through it to find out where you were at so you can see where you were going. And it was updated every year. You have to buy a new one every year, right? And that's kind of how your scroll is. And it's like, well, if you take a left here, this is how you're going to get here. You'll be passing the Phillips 66. Or we like to go on this other route because over there was Frost Stop. And we wanted to get a hamburger and a chocolate malt. Or I love this, a root beer float. But I would always add chocolate. You know me, chocolate, right? Chocolate ice cream instead of vanilla ice cream in my root beer float from Frost Stop. There was nothing better back in the day. Well, that's how the scroll is. The scroll is, oh, come on, you're going to get this in your spirit. The scroll is to show you the delightful things along the way to your destiny. Yahweh wants to show you the delightful things along the way to your destiny. We already know all the bad. We already know what not to do. We already know all the pitfalls. And all these things manifest all in themselves. But Yahweh wants to show you the delightful things along the way of your scroll, of your purpose, of your destiny. That will be founded and grounded in your testimony of you being seated in Christ Yeshua. Come on, get this, because that part wasn't even part of my teaching on the scroll, but I'm seeing it in the spirit right now, what the Father is wanting to say to you. It's not just looking at your scroll or, oh God, what is my scroll? Am I doing it right? Am I getting it right? Stop thinking like that. That is man's theology. I don't want to pop your bubble, but you're going to live for eternity and you have eternity to get your scroll right. Getting your scroll right has nothing to do with salvation. Salvation is through King Jesus, Yeshua the Christ alone. There is nothing you can add to that nor take away from it. You are blood bought or you're not blood bought. Everything else is inconsequential compared to what Jesus did. So we are in the bubble of being born again. Say, I'm in the bubble of being born again. I know people don't even understand this. They think they're living in a world where sin and demons rule. Sin and demons rule if you will build a framework in your natural man for sin and demons to rule. But if you build a framework for the angelic host to rule and the Holy Spirit to rule, then you will walk out that which is of the Holy Spirit, and then you will walk out that which is of the angelic holiness instead of worrying about, did the devil throw a pitfall on me? Yes, there is a demon out there. There is devils out there, and they're trying to get you to miss your scroll, miss your purpose, miss everything you got. But they don't have the power that we've given them. The church has given them. What you do is you begin to focus on them. What you behold is what you become. You begin to focus on them. What they do becomes to get amplified. And that God that you have, that you're not building a framework of faith in right now, because you see what the enemy is trying to do to destroy, you are therefore giving credit to the enemy. And he's taking you way out of place from what God has for you, instead of you being focused on that which is holy before the Lamb. So I build my framework of his righteousness, not of my righteousness. Not of my righteousness, lest I should boast, but I build the framework of his righteousness. Therefore, I boast and I boast in him. I love Apostle Paul. He says this. He goes, it's not expedient that I should boast, but it's necessary. Like I want to boast. It ain't going to benefit nobody. I'm going to boast. But he said, I'm going to boast. What he was doing, he was building himself up in his most holy faith by what? Speaking that which he heard when he prayed in the Holy Ghost. He said, I will come to visions. I will come to revelations. Basically, he was saying, I will step into the secrets and the mysteries of God, and I will know that which is not really readily before me in plain view. I will go and by faith. I will go into what? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Therefore, I will go on the other side of the veil to those things that are not seen, and I will grab a hold of those things that are on my scroll, and I will bring those things into existence, into this life, by building a framework of the name of Yod-Heh-Vah-Heh, seated in Christ, Yeshua, the Lamb of God, being sealed with the Holy Ghost. As I engage the very essence of the seven spirits of God, I move in him. See, so my scroll is not left up to my whims. It's not left up to my failures. It's not left up to my victories. I've engaged the writer of the scroll. I engaged the writer of the scroll. Let me go a little deeper on this, because I haven't even yet touched the little notes that God gave me. He said, you know, when you're going through life, you want to ask yourself this. Am I preparing myself for my scroll? And am I doing that which is on my scroll? Now, try not to put a lot of pressure on you, because that's what we like to do as humans, especially Christians. We've been taught so much from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil that everything is a contest. Oh my God, I'm missing the mark. Oh my God, I'm not on my scroll. Oh my God, I took a wrong turn. Oh my God, why did I do that? No, 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 no. What about this is my scroll? Reveal it to me by Holy Spirit. It may take him a lifetime to reveal the whole thing to you. It may take a moment or somewhere in between. This isn't rocket science, but it's also not like just black and white before you. Okay, do this, take two steps. God don't want a robot. He wants an intimate relationship between you and him that will birth out revelations that will show you pieces of the puzzle. I remember one time I was at church preaching. You might have heard this before. I was engaging Holy Spirit church preaching, and all of a sudden in my mind eye, my spirit mind eye, right, my pituitary gland, in my image revealed place, I saw my Holy Spirit in the back of a menorah standing in the back of my church. And the flames were lit, and I saw it was lit by the seven spirits of Yahweh. And it had this table with a white tablecloth, and on it was this big book. It's a big book, and it was a book of scrolls, and it was all about me. And Yahweh, let me, while I'm preaching, I mean, I am preaching my heart out. The people engrossed in what I'm preaching. My spirit man goes back to there, and I open the book, and I look at it, and I could not comprehend what I was reading. Well, then, you know, why did God show that to you? Because he shows you in part to draw you to the place. You're not going to know everything in one moment. So you can dig deeper. Maybe there's another assignment you got to do first before you get to that one. So if you know that one, it will keep you off track from this one. You don't know all the things that God does. Or he says, I know the plans I have for you. Plans to do you good, to give you a future. So I didn't get bummed out because I couldn't understand. It looked like Hebrew living letters were on the page, but it didn't make sense to me. But I knew it was for me. And he didn't let me turn the page. He didn't let me check all the pages before and all the pages back. It was like, look at this. And it was the light. I love this part, God. It was the light of God shining out of the seven spirits of God. It was like I went into a dark room and the light of the God, of the seven spirits of God, was shining on that page. Basically, it was telling me within the understanding of the seven spirits of God, I would find the revelation of what was on my scroll for that area, for that time, for that page. See, it moves you into the deep. It moves you into the intimate relationship with the seven spirits. It moves you into intimate relationships with the Hebrew living letters. God does everything for a reason. Now, through a course of time, God began to reveal to me the things that were written on that scroll that I already knew in my heart. It bore witness with me, and it was something I've already agreed to before I ever came to the planet. That's another thing. That's a whole other teaching I have to teach you on, which I'm sure you've heard this from me many times, about the greatness of who you were before you ever came here. And you came in greatness, you were redeemed in greatness, and you will die or ascend or transcend in greatness. Why? Because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Greatness is in you, and you have been redeemed back to the greatness you were because you came out of the essence of God, and he can only produce greatness. See, that was also a part of your scroll. Now, life, it ain't sitting around trying to honor your scroll. Life is not sitting around trying to play pedicate with you and tell you everything's good, everything's good, everything's good. No, 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 no. You're going to have to walk in the integrity of the knowledge of God. You're going to have to walk in the fear of the Lord. Now, the fear of the Lord isn't being afraid of God. It's the awe of Yahweh. Awe, look, I look at this being that's beyond that which I could imagine, and I am becoming like him. It is holy. It is set apart. It's not afraid. Take me into the reef, deep rivers of your love, the deep rivers of your being, the deep rivers of your presence. I love this in Psalms 139, 14 says, I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. The most important part about that is this part right here. My soul knows very well. See, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I came out of the fear and the awe and the wonder of Elohim.
I have scrolls written in me. If you could see it in the spirit, you have scrolls written in you and all over you, coming out of you, calling forth the righteousness and the greatness of the living God. And everything within it gives glory to the Lamb, even if it didn't mention the Lamb. It gives glory to the Lamb because it came out of him, for he was slain before the foundation of the earth. And everything I do is diving in and cascading myself in to the blessedness of my Savior, my King, my glorious one. So I am in him and he's in me. Come on. Let me read Jeremiah 29, 11, 13 with you, okay? For I know the thoughts, the plans, the scrolls that I have for you. You say, what do you mean scrolls? It don't say scrolls. It says thoughts and plans. He wrote them down. That's all a scroll is a written down of what God says about you. Let's not make it super like, oh my God, it's a scroll. Yeah, there's a scroll about everything in the Bible if you read the Bible. There's actually, right now, men in white linen that are writing. There's actually scribes, heavenly scribes, that are scribing everything you think, say, and do. But not to judge you, because all judgment is in Christ, but to write the history of you, because the history of you is important to my God. The history of you is important to our God. Every moment of your life is important to our God. So let me read this to you. For I know the thoughts, the scrolls that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you a future, a hope. I have a future plan for you, a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and seek my face, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and you will find me, because you have searched me out of your heart. Out of your heart. Now, I love this. I'm going to go to Psalms 40 real quick. I want to get this word toward you. Then I said, behold, I come, and the scroll of a book it is written of me. I delight to do your will, O my God, and your law is within my heart. He's saying, here I come. Now, we know we were talking, it's prophesying in advance about Yeshua, but every human being comes in the volume of a book. Every human being comes in the volume of a scroll, because it was written of you by Holy Spirit before you ever got here. Oh, come on. Yahweh, I'm going to touch with this. I want to add this to it too. Hebrews 10, 6 through 8 says the same thing, but this is what it says. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, you had no pleasure. In burnt offerings and sacrifices of sin, you had no pleasure. You dwelling in a sin consciousness, you dwelling, if you're good enough, you dwelling in, oh, did I do wrong, brings God no pleasure. Then it says, then I said, behold, I have come, in the volume of a book, it's written of me, to do your will, O Yahweh. It is the volume of the book of my heart desire to do his will, that brings my Father the great delight and the great plan, the great joy. I walk in my scroll. So I look at my life and I assess it sometimes. Is this amplifying my scroll? Is this helping me get to my scroll? Sometimes I don't know. So I have to wait patiently for Holy Spirit to speak. Whether he speaks that day, or sometimes it takes months, weeks, or years. You know how Holy Spirit is, because he's working you out where you're at. So you just keep moving on in faith. But God wants you to engage your scroll, because it's speaking of you and it's speaking glorious things. Your scroll is speaking glorious things. Come in agreement with that right now. I want you to forget all your past for a moment. All your failures, all your sins, all your iniquities, all your unrighteousness, all your mishaps, all your traumas, all your hurt, all your pains, all the things that's ever come against you, all the things you can think of that you might have should have never done. And I want you to lay them at the feet of Yeshua right now. While the Lamb is roaring, I hear a roaring sound from the Lamb of God, and his vibration is vibrating and breaking up the fallow ground of all of those mishaps and traumas and pains and sins and iniquities, and call causing them to be there no more, that you are free by the blood of the Lamb to see the wholeness and the fullness of the great scroll, the great plan that the Father through the Son by Holy Ghost has for you. Right now, in the name of Yeshua, just receive that. Right now, in the name of Yeshua, just received that I ascend into him through the blood covenant of the Lamb. I honor you, Yeshua. You are my God, King, Priest, Lord, God, Savior forever. I am one with you. I am in you. I sit in you. Have thy own way. Allow your scroll to manifest its glory in me. Father, right now in the name of Yeshua, pray this with me. Let your scroll make itself known to me. Let me have eyes to see and ears to hear by Holy Spirit as I am seated in Christ Yeshua's blood covenant, that I may understand, read, hear, and know, and have the discernment of my scroll, have the tutors and teachers of the seven spirits of God himself that was sent to the earth to teach me my scroll, that I may walk in it to the glory of the Lord. And Father, where the way that I've missed my scroll along the way, which everyone has missed areas of their scroll or even their whole scroll, he says, I'll write a new one today from where you're at. It's just like this. I love this part of the GPS. Sometimes I'll be riding. You know me, I don't like to really follow directions too much, right? So I'll be riding sometimes just, oh, well, I want to go over here, though the road map is saying something else in the GPS. But sure enough, all I got to do is for a moment, just listen. And that GPS will say, okay, now go back and take a left here, and it will lead me right back into the destiny. That's how faithful our God is. He says, today I lead you right back into your destiny. Come on, right now. Quickly. 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 Paul, I need you. Right now. Right now, sir. We're going to pray over you, me and Minister Paul. Just so happened he's visiting today. We're praying a proper alignment over your scroll right now, that it will be implanted into your heart. As you behold Yahweh, you will behold the scroll of God in your life. Any two touching anything, whatever we bind in heaven is bound on earth, whatever we loose on heaven is loose on earth, and I bind you into your scroll, and I loose you from every distraction. I bind you to your scroll, and I will loose you from every distraction. Well, brother, why didn't you bind the devil? Because there's no devils where we live. They're in the earth. We're in the heavens. And we command over the earth. I don't need to bound that which is already bound. They only have life that I give them, and I won't give them life. In the name of Yeshua the Christ, I honor you and I thank you. We strike hands with you, and we put the angelic canopy of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost over you right now in Yeshua's name. Don't forget to share this podcast with a friend, whether around the corner or right next door. I love you. You are so beautiful. I'll see you tomorrow. Shalom.